USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The first televised hearing for the election interference case involving former President Trump is currently underway in Georgia. A judge in Fulton County is deliberating whether two of Trump's co-defendants can have their cases separated. Trump lawyers Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough have entered pleas of not guilty to the racketeering charges lodged against them. As we head into fall, there is a concerning surge in COVID-19 infections. Hospitalizations and fatalities are on the rise, and the virus is increasingly appearing in wastewater samples. Tracking precise figures has become challenging, however, as states are no longer obligated to report data to the CDC. While Congress debates spending bills and funding the government, one key wedge issue that could emerge is additional aid for Ukraine. Many U.S. lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have been softening as the war has dragged on. White House Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters the Biden administration is still confident that Congress stands behind Ukraine's war effort.
The strong bipartisan support for Ukraine in the Congress has been on evidence, has been on display, not just in the past votes for Ukraine funding, but in the current public statements of critical members.
The White House has requested more than $60 billion in aid for Ukraine over the past 2 months. The U.S. Capitol physician says Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not currently suffering from any serious neurological ailments.
Dr. Brian Monahan said, after reviewing brain MRI and EEG scans plus, in his words, consultations with several neurologists, he did not see any evidence McConnell has suffered a stroke, seizure, or Parkinson's-related issue. He said there will be no changes needed in McConnell's health regimen moving forward. McConnell takes his seat in U.S. Senate leadership as tense government funding negotiations commence. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And the heat just keeps coming for millions of residents in the eastern U.S. Heat advisories issued for over 50 million people. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Tropical Storm Lee is on the verge of turning into a hurricane. According to the National Hurricane Center, Lee currently boasts winds of nearly 70 miles per hour, just 4 miles per hour short of reaching hurricane status. The storm is about 1,200 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands and is progressing west-northwest at a rate of 14 miles per hour. Mask mandates are coming back in some places across the U.S.
As the COVID-19 virus continues to resurge across the country, children in some schools are being forced to wear masks. Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul tells Fox News, we really need to follow the science.
Not one healthy child died from COVID. I repeat that, not one. The number is zero, and yet we're forcing 3 vaccines, and we now know that the more vaccines you give to children, the higher the incidence of the heart inflammation.
I'm Tim Berg.
The Indian government is opting for an older Sanskrit term, Bharat, in official media, sparking questions about a potential name change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was referred to as Prime Minister of Bharat in a G20 summit invitation, indicating a shift away from India. While both terms are used interchangeably within the country, India is the more widely recognized name globally. This move reflects Modi's Hindu nationalist movement's desire to embrace Bharat and decolonize. And a song created by artificial intelligence called Heart on My Sleeve has been entered for consideration at the Grammy Awards. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh! You're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no French. Seriously? Frank it up! Frank it up! Come on, lady! Frank it up! Frank it up! Frank it up! Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it! We're on the Jumbotron!
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.